Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Philadelphia. No, it's not Angel Cataldi. No, it's not Mark Fazetta. It's Al Morgani here.
What?
That's the... Do you want to talk about deep bench? This is where you This is where you just...
That's some great depth we have here.
You just forfeit the game.
Nail the 2 points, Al.
With Keith Elaine Jones, John Barshin from Bleeding Green Nation. You're our expert today, John.
Oh, boy. We're in trouble,
we're
boys.
We're going to rely heavily on you. Of course, Rhea Hughes is here to keep us all in line and make sure we don't make any mistakes for 10 to 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Now.
We've got Joe Wechter, again, in a wonderful Monday morning mood. Joe, he's
so
happy.
What's the difference between Tuesday?
He's just so happy with the whole NFL and... Oh, my God.
What a wild day.
It was a wild day, and the Eagles
benefited.
Came up aces without plan. Now, this is a dangerous territory to get in.
Why?
You know, I always feel uncomfortable dancing on a grave. But when Rodgers went down, my immediate reaction was, oh, boy.
Al, my brother and I went out to grab a burger, and we walked into the place, and I look up, and I go, oh. Is Rodgers on a cart?
On a cart.
I mean,
as soon as that cart came in, I'm like, oh, when you get carted.
When you're not like watching the game at that moment, you walk in and you see a player of that magnitude, you go, oh my God.
That's it. And I'm seeing.
Are you surprised he was carted off for a collarbone?
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, what?
Jonesy, have you ever suffered a shoulder injury? Because I know you've had plenty of knee
injuries. Yeah, I have, but not the call. I didn't break my collarbone.
I separated my shoulder several years ago, you know, and then it was really. To walk is painful when you first do it. I mean, literally.
I could tell as soon as he went down because he went like, I'm like, oh.
And the arm went slack. Yeah,
he's done. And his reaction was he's done.
Any movement, Jonesy, is really, I've never broken my collarbone. Like I said, I separated my shoulder. It was excruciating.
Yeah, well, I thought I knew when, as soon as he told Anthony Barr to go F himself, I pretty much knew it was a serious situation.
Yeah, he wasn't coming back.
No.
Now, is that? Was that a legal hit?
It's legal.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
But they want to make it illegal.
Yeah, I would too.
you would if it was Wentz getting hit like that.
Yeah.
Right?
The problem is Rodgers can beat you with his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, so as a defensive player, you don't take him down, he may take off. But the ball was gone.
It was gone.
Yeah, it was gone.
It was gone. I mean, I saw a guy in Miami get hit the same way as a penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Moore in the playoffs last year. Yeah.
But the penalty. I'm like, well, what the hell is that?
It was Tom Brady, it would have been called.
Oh, if it was Tom Brady. Oh, man. But no, it was like I see him go off, and I'm like, that's it. Wow. That's it. Minnesota. We're coming and going to Minneapolis. Going to the Super Bowl.
It's what a thrill in all of our lives. Jacksonville.
It had to be on the front of everybody's mind.
It's too soon, though, isn't it?
It is, but you couldn't help it.
The minute everybody thought it, the minute they said it, saw Rodgers go down, you went, okay.
I got to think that within 10 minutes in Vegas, the line changed.
Yeah.
And the Eagles,
would you like to have Eagles over 8.5 for the season?
Yeah, Jonesy, yeah.
What a gift that was.
All Jonesy cares about.
Oh, that was a beautiful thing. Just get to 9, baby.
Well, so we're gonna talk about that. We've got Teron Davenport from Eagles Wire of USA Today. That's at 7 a.m. Colleen Wolf, formerly of WIP, what was Comcast Sportsnet, now NFL Network, at 8 a.m.
She's a star.
She's a bit of a rising star. At 9 a.m., Derek Gunn.
Gunner.
Nice.
Gunner's a huge Packer fan.
I saw that, Jonesy, I sent him a text. I said, my condolences. Can you come on at 9?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a shame for that team.
Yes.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about a lot about what happened in the NFL yesterday. A controversial call on a non-touchdown.
Yeah, touchdown, game for first place, too, between the Jets and the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots.
Patriots benefit again. What a shock.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about those rules, if you like those rules, what they need to be changed. There was a lot of criticism of the league for that rule. I hate when referees get it right. It's like the tuck thing. Like referees get it right, but it's wrong.
Well, the original call that he was staring right at apparently was wrong because they overturned it.
Yeah.
So by review somebody back in wherever they
were. Well, they review every
it wasn't the ref that got it right. It was somebody that was relaying the rule from New York.
But I don't even know how you look at that and go like, oh, yeah, that's clearly a fumble and it went out of bounds. Like he still had it in his hands.
And to overturn it. I mean, to say that is amazing that they could find conclusive evidence to overturn the call. You could see the ball come loose, but it looked like he got it back under control before he cried. It's a remarkably bad call
in my mind. This year, the one with the pass it was a terrible call, went out of bounds and hit the ground and lost. I mean, like,
well, that one I understood that one because that's the way the rule. Is in
the
rule book,
rule
so
too.
That one's fine. This one was different.
You're talking about Sterling Shepard against the Eagles. Yeah, that was a terrible call.
But apparently,
that's the right rule.
But. It's right. So we're going to talk some about the NFL and how what kind of shape the Eagles are in now, because this is just you got to pinch yourself. This is there's too much good stuff happening.
It looks like they're the best team in the league right now.
Oh, no, that's our question
Kansas
of the day.
Kansas City was...
That was enjoyable.
Yeah, that was fun. You had to know Roethlisberger would find, after he criticizes himself and acts like he's done. You knew he was going to come back with a good game, but...
I thought that entire news thing he had after was just him being...
Yeah, boo-hoo, right?
No, I thought he was... None of it was sincere.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree.
None of it.
Well, it's just the whole league that fumble. They have to address something going into the end zone because every time there's plays like this, whatever league it is, it will come up in a huge moment in the playoffs. It just happens. No matter what you do, if you have a controversial situation, you better address it before.
Well, Jets fans would consider that a huge moment in their season.
Yeah, but it'll happen in the playoff game. It will happen. And it's like you can change things as you go along. You don't have to. I just don't understand it. I don't understand. You should not have a sport where everybody watching thinks one way, but it's the other way. You should make the rule.
I was listening to NFL radio on my drive home, and there was a Patriots running back, I believe, that was being interviewed. And they asked him about the controversial call. And he said, listen, Belichick demands that unless we're 100% sure we're going to get in, we don't reach for the pylon to get in the end zone because of that specific rule. And if you look at it on video, the one guy jumps up and is like grabbing the referee to let him know that I guess whatever they've been taught has just happened.
Oh,
so
no.
That's what the guy said. He has to give his head coach credit because they work on that and they talk about that specific rule in practice.
And no other team does that, by the way. Like, Belichick makes sure that they practice those rules, and that's why that happened. And you're right, it's crazy. But I don't understand how there are so many differentiating rules between if you're a runner and how the rules completely change if you're catching the football. Yeah. Like, it's completely different. All you got to do is touch a goal line. Well, when you throw a pass, you catch the ball, there's 2 feet in. That should be it.
There should be a basic rule that you're not a runner and you're not a receiver. You're a football player.
Yes.
Carrying a football. The goal line is the goal line. If it's the plane, it's the plane. I don't get how you have to. You can't have two sets of rules for two different positions like that. Offensive positions just makes no sense. And I'm like, once it went, you always know that if there's an issue with the Patriots, they're right. It's like,
that's annoying.
The referees go to them to learn the damn rules. It's like, and they know.
But yet the league's against them.
Well, yeah, it's like the one foot out of bounds. They learned to look at that on the punt. It's like, I can't imagine getting guys together and studying rules. I don't know. Go over my head. I wouldn't pay any attention. Mm-hmm. Do you ever study rules, Jonesy?
No, I do now because on television, you don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you there were some guys on TV and on radio yesterday that didn't have it the way the league saw it.
Yeah.
Right, that specific rule. I guarantee there was people that were struggling with that.
There was, I think, even people weighed in afterwards with I forget who CBS's expert is, but they said this like there's no way you can overturn that.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So there'll be a lot of that. But the only way you do that, the way I do it, I don't read the rules. I hate to read. I watch a lot of hockey.
Oh, they send videos out.
You watch the videos and you see certain things that you've seen previously, and that helps you do it. But some guys will study the rules and. Milbury always grabs the rule book and reads it like and can understand. I'm like, I don't understand.
I can't understand the rule book.
Show me it.
No, Milbury can understand rules.
He's amazingly bright, actually, surprisingly.
Well, I just always, when I try to read rules books, it's like the Bible. You read it and get out of it what you want.
There is so much lawyer wording and rules can take out of it what you want. Yeah. You go, well, I'm reading it this way.
I read it this way. You read it that way. And whatever benefits Belichick, that's the way it goes. That's what happens. But the Eagles benefited from a terrible injury.
Yep.
And I just want to know if people, how optimistic you are now. They are the best team.
They should be. I'd say for me, it was like the Rodgers thing was definitely significant. But then I look at Atlanta letting Miami back in the door.
Oh my God.
Unreal. 17-0 at the half.
Falcons fans be thinking about that team?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that thing's going to hover over them this entire year. For that Super Bowl last year.
And the Eagles are going to get help in their defensive backfield.
Yep.
So, I mean, theoretically, they're going to get stronger. They're going to get people back. They've dealt with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what your optimism level is for the Eagles. We're going to get into some bad announcing that went on. We've got a question of the day. We've got some a lot of football talk. Jonesy might mention we're going to have to school Jonesy on the colors, primary colors.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah,
he doesn't know them?
He doesn't know some primary colors.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll get back to all this. Time at 94 WIP is 6:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.